Hey, babe. Good morning. How'd you sleep? Good? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't up before you too long. I'm just reading. Do you want to come lay with me? I'll read to you. Yeah? Okay. Come here. Yeah, you can. Put your head in my lap. Right here. Yeah. Okay. You comfortable? Good. Want me to rub your head? Yeah? Okay. This one is called How We Make Up. We've been arguing more than we ought to about things neither of us remember or care about, because that's how we avoid bigger questions. Instead of asking why, we don't say I love you to one another as often as we used to. We fight about things like who was supposed to get up and turn off the lights first. Or who was supposed to pop the frozen pizza into the oven after work. Taking hits at the most vulnerable parts of one another. We're like fingers on thorns, honey. We know exactly where it hurts. And everything is on the table tonight. Like that one time. You whispered a name, I'm pretty sure was it mine, in your sleep. Or last week, when you said you were working late, so I called to work. But they said you already left a couple hours ago. Where were you for those couple of hours? I know. Your excuses make all the sense in the world. And I get a little carried away for no good reason. And eventually begin crying. But what else do you expect, baby? I love you so much. I'm sorry I thought you were lying. That's when you hold your head with your hands in frustration, half begging me to stop, half tired and sick of it. The toxin in our mouths has burnt holes in our cheeks. We look less alive than we used to. Less color in our faces. But don't kid yourself. No matter how bad it gets, we both know you still want to nail me to the ground. Especially when I'm screaming so loud, our fighting wakes the neighbors. They come running to the door to save us. But baby, don't open it. Instead, lie me down and lay me open like a map. And with your fingers, trace the places you'd still want to fuck out of me. Kiss me like I'm the center point of gravity and you are falling into me. Like my soul is the focal point of yours. And when your mouth is kissing, not my mouth, but other places. My legs will split apart out of habit, and that's when I pull you in, welcome you home. When the entire street is looking out their windows, wondering what all the commotion is, and the fire trucks come rolling in to save us, but they can't distinguish whether these flames began with our anger or our passion. I will smile, throw my head back, arch my body like a mountain you want to split in half. Baby, lick me like your mouth has the gift of reading and I'm your favorite book. Find your favorite page in the soft spot between my legs and read it carefully, fluently, vividly. Don't you dare leave a single word untouched. And I swear my ending will be so good. The last few words will come running to your mouth. And when you're done, take a seat. 'Cause it's my turn to make music with my knees pressed to the ground. Sweet baby, this is how we pull language out of one another with the flick of our tongues. This is how we have the conversation. This is how we make up. Did you like that, babe? Oh, you fell back asleep? So cute. I know you hate it when I say that, but I love looking at your cute little face when you're sleeping. So peaceful. I love you so much, babe. And I know sometimes I can be a lot. And we fight. We have moments where we get angry and frustrated with each other. But I want you to know that I'll always be here still. I'll always love you. Even though you make me so angry sometimes. Sometimes I wonder, why do you stay with me? You're so amazing, babe. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. And I hope to have you in my life for the rest of my life. And I know you're sleeping. You probably don't hear me. Or even, you're probably not gonna remember this. But I hope you know, I really do love you with every part of my soul.